Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the NYBS Radio Show, home of the New York Bigfoot Society.
What's up, Footer Nation? Gary Hootenhala here, and welcome to another episode of Bigfoot Radio right here from the great state of New York. We are the fastest half hour in Bigfoot Radio, and today we're just going to kind of freestyle. We have no guests today. We have a bunch of guests coming up, which my boy Kenny will talk about, and let me bring Kenny in, and let's get talking. What's up, bro?
I'm here. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, buddy. Another day, another day in New York being quarantined.
isn't that the story?
Even when you're essential, you're still quarantined. It just doesn't matter,
Yeah, no, absolutely. The position that I hold with the company that I'm with, we take care of water softeners and make sure water is safe to drink and everything. So I run a location out here and just outside of Albany. So we are essential because we take care of water systems at nursing homes, hospitals, all kinds of different places. So we're out and about. We're out making it happen.
Yeah, essentially trying to get the virus basically is what we're doing. I mean, that's kind of where it's at. You know what I mean? So it's almost better. But you know what? Like I say, I got to homeschool my kids now and things like that since now they're not really in school and, they're doing all this online stuff. And let me tell you, the battle at home with parents and kids and trying to get them to do their schoolwork, it's like going to war. It really is like going to war.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I was just going to say that, my wife, where she works, was closed down. And my daughter, she's 14, so she's homeschooling, and I got to be honest with you, I'd rather be at work than do that.
No, dude, it's not horrible. And trust me, if I could just run out the door, I would just be like, listen, done, leaving, bye-bye. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's stressful. You know what I mean? That's what I was saying. I was like, do we have to pay school taxes now since the parents are the ones teaching the kids? So we shouldn't have to pay school taxes, right? I mean, the kids aren't in school. We should pay half taxes, maybe.
It's kind of like I know a lot of people are excited about the the stimulus package and getting the stimulus check, and I'm kind of like, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's great because it's definitely obviously going to help in the situation that we're in right now with a lot of people, you know, still trying to, you know, be able to collect unemployment with, you know, the computers crashing, this and that. But, you know, the stimulus check, what I like to call it, is my actual money being given back to me. So,
yep. Yeah, that's basically what it is, and we're going to have to pay it back. You know, even if you're getting the check, what people don't realize is they're going to have to end up paying it back one way or another. So it always looks good because, you know, as Americans, we like stuff in our hand right then and then. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, here it is. Yay, let's spend it. You know what I mean? And,
absolutely.
But on the backside, we're going to somehow get screwed out of this somehow. But all right. So enough of the COVID quarantine talk. That's all you hear about nonstop. So we're here to talk about Bigfoot today. And it was funny. Yesterday, we were on another radio show over in the UK. And Kenny brought up something really interesting that, you know, it's not something I really thought about because for me it's a natural thing, is, you know, when you go out into the woods, things like that, always be with people and be around people that really understand the forest, understand hiker safety, understand what the woods is all about. And we were talking about that a little bit on yesterday's show, and it struck me, like, you know what, we should really be talking about a lot of this stuff because, first off, we live it, so and we're a part of it. And I mean, it is, safety is always the number one key in anything we do. And Kenny will back that up also. So it's very important to talk about those things. So we're going to tell you a little bit about how we do things, tips of the trade that we've been doing this, and a little bit about that. Also, what we're really going to get into is what's trending in the Bigfoot forums, all right? There's so much talk now. Everybody's stuck inside. Everybody's home. Everybody's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, talking nonstop in all the forums. And now that we're bored and sitting around, you know, we can stare at these computer screens or phones and really go in because no one's going to stop us. And, you know, a lot of people are anxious right now. A lot of people have a lot of stress, things like that. And, you know, as we know, it spills over on social media one way or another. So we're definitely going to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to tell you about future shows and what we got going on. So let's start with Bigfoot trending topics. Kenny, so what is the big topic of conversation in all these forums?
Well, it's always been there, but what I'm seeing, especially recently, with, like you said, with people being at home, it's getting worse. Where there's that hard line drawn in the sand where you're either a believer or you're a non-believer. There's no room to be a skeptic and ask questions, because the second you do that, people jump all over you. And it's really sad, too, because we have I can't tell you how many times I've seen two people that, you know, I see them posting stuff all the time. And they're so passionate about what they're doing, and they're believers. And they end up, like, butting heads on something. And then all of a sudden, they're tearing each other apart, calling each other non-believers and skeptics, and actually making being a skeptic almost a swear word. And it's just – it's very sad to actually see this. Again, it's always been there, but it's just getting worse and worse, especially as people are sitting home, you know, looking at the computers. And I say, you know, we have to start drawing a hard line in the sand, as in, you know what, we're just not going to do this. You know, it's just like you do this, you start tearing somebody apart, you remove them from the group. You just do that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. And then if they want to come back in, they reach out to an admin and, you know, personally, you know, and just say, hey, you know, I apologize. I want to come back. But, you know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of good admins out there that I see, you know, that are kicking people out of the groups. But I just, you know, for the folks that are getting on there and, you know, and getting so passionate about it, you're going from passion to anger, and you gotta be able to manage that and know the difference. Because if you don't, you're just again, there's so many people that, you know, that are on there that you know, support you. And the second that somebody doesn't agree with you, it's like you jump all over them. And like I said, this has always gone on, but it's gotten really, really, I hate saying it, but vile recently, especially in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, people can't just agree to disagree. I mean, honestly, in these day and ages, you're right. I mean, we see this more and more, and I do blame social media, honestly, for it. And the fact, look at politics, okay? Like, people start talking politics, and no one can agree to disagree. Where back in the day, you could be whatever, Republican, Democrat, Independent, and everybody, you know, they would have their, like, say, lines in the sand, but you would respect the other person still. Or it seems like social media has taken that level of respect away, because people can hide behind their phones or computers, say whatever they want to say, and there's no repercussions for it. And then if they start an argument, all they have to do is just click it and be done, and they're gone. You know what I mean? They're not, that person still isn't in front of them having that confrontation. In the Bigfoot field, it's the same way. It's almost like politics, like you say. And, you know, we take Bigfoot very logically. Like, we try to take it and put it in logical means. It's funny because I've been seeing this in the paranormal field for years. I've been a paranormal investigator for 24 years. I've been seeing this a very long time. So this in the paranormal field, this is actually common. But what there's a totally, when you get into the realms of Bigfoot, though, Bigfoot people are a lot different than paranormal people. And, you know, we see, but now we're starting to see that, you know, they're coming right at people. So if someone posts, you know, our great pictures with the blob squatch with a circle around it, as, you know, what did you name that circle? You had a name for it.
The definitive circle of truth.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're going to call it from now on. So the definitive circle of truth, as Kenny named it, and it's true. Like, they'll put that nice circle there, and you're staring at absolutely nothing but trees and pareidolia, and you're kind of sitting there like there's nothing there. So the minute you stop and you make a comment, next thing you know, everybody goes in on you like nobody's business. Like, you know, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't believe in Bigfoot. Oh, you're a troll. That's a big thing I always see now is the word troll. And if you don't agree with someone that a picture, a sound, a vocal sounds like a Bigfoot that they think, they call you a troll. Like, what am I trolling?
Yeah.
Like, like this page, I'm a part of this page also. I know I have my theories based on Bigfoot, and just because I may not agree with you doesn't mean I'm a troll. It just means I'm looking at it from a totally different aspect.
And the other thing, too, is and when somebody says, you know, hey, I don't see that, because many, many times I'll have people send me pictures directly, and I'll be like, you know, I don't see it, and they get all upset. And understand that that doesn't mean that, one, I'm calling you a liar, or two, that I disrespect you or I don't like you. It has nothing to do with you. It's just I don't necessarily see what you're seeing. And, you know, I think, you know, having, you know, folks there, you know, that will say, hey, you know what, maybe it could be this, maybe it could be that. You know, a lot of people see that as a threat and, you know, to their credibility. And unfortunately, again, in a subject where there is no accountability, you know, people have gotten, take things too far sometimes. And, you know, again, you know, we're all human beings. Nobody's perfect. And we just, you know, let's just all work together. And the other thing is, you know, when I said this to Gary earlier before the show started, you know, there was nothing in Facebook when I signed up for it that said that I couldn't scroll past something. You know, I come across stuff all the time, and I don't say anything. So, you know, folks, you know, that are listening, you know, don't feel like you have to say something either. You know, you don't always have to comment. If somebody asks, then maybe. But other than that, I mean, don't be afraid to scroll right past it and, you know, go to something else in there, because, you know, everybody's going to have their different opinions, and we just have to, you know, we can support each other by not arguing with each other. I think
exactly.
And you know, the other thing too, you know, that I've been seeing a lot in the Bigfoot world and cryptid world on Facebook is it, and I actually put out a post about this. I don't know what it is, but a lot of people have gotten so self-righteous that there's this threat going around where if you don't agree with me, I'm going to unfriend you and block you. Now, it's always been there. You know, people have always said it, but, you know, again, more so recently, you know, a lot of people saying, well, I'm going to unfriend you, I'm going to block you, this and that. And my question to that is, who the hell thinks if they block me or unfriend me, my world is going to fall apart? Can we be a little more humble in what we do, in what we write? I get almost 200 friend requests a day. I know probably maybe 10 to 15 people that I'm friends with on Facebook personally know who they are. If somebody doesn't agree with me or something like that, and they want to block me or unfriend me, absolutely. But don't send me a message telling me, you know, I don't agree with you, I don't like what you say, you know, if you need to stop saying that or unfriend me. Look, if you don't like what I'm saying, I'm not going to do your dirty work for you. You unfriend me. Mm-hmm. You block me. But know that my world is not going to change. My world is not going to crumble. And I don't want to sound like a jerk when I say this, but I'm probably not even going to know that you unfriended me and moved on. And I don't mean that in a key sense, but, you know, we need to start being human on Facebook again. And again, and just stop, you know, stop with the whole self-righteousness and, you know, calling each other names. I mean, one thing is, you know, people calling each other, well, you're uneducated. It's like, okay, well, you know, the person that's telling the other person that they're uneducated, if the person that's saying that their only platform in life is their Facebook profile, which was free and anybody can sign up for, you should really stop and think about why you're calling the other person uneducated, and really, really look at yourself. So, I hope that people really just kind of step back, you know, a little bit and, hold themselves accountable, you know, when they're responding to something or somebody attacks them, you know, be the bigger person, you know, be the adult. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've been guilty of it. You know, I've allowed myself to get pulled into things, and I just won't do it anymore. I'm not going to disrespect somebody anymore, and you know, and I'm not going to draw, like we said before, a hard line in the sand. You know, if you know, somebody believes, you know, Sasquatches are aliens, okay, great. You know, hey, if we can prove that, fantastic. I'm certainly not going to argue with you about it, and if I'm not there yet, or I call myself, you know, I'm a skeptic in a lot of the areas, so be it. You know, if I get to where somebody's at, fantastic. But until then, I mean, we got to love each other. We got to take care of each other. We got to support each other, especially in the state that the country's in right now, with people being stuck at home. There's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of stress. And we've got this fantastic tool called Facebook that's right in front of us, where we can connect with people on the other side of the world and just show them support and love. I think that's what we should be doing on Facebook, is supporting each other. We don't have to agree with each other, but just support each other, especially in the way that the world is right now in the country. So I'm going to shut up because I'm starting to use a lot of time, and I want to get into the safety.
No, you're fine. For our nation, it's really important that we talk about these kind of things, because we're some of the few people that actually will address these things. And, and this is what we're seeing. So the moral of the story that I got from what Kenny was saying is, you know what, let's just support each other. You know, let's not bash each other. Let's do the work together. Once again, a lot of us, you know, just need to kind of stay in our lane. Per se, and it's okay to scroll by, and you don't have to get into any kind of arguments, because really it doesn't do us any good at the end of the day. So because it's not doing us any good, it's better that we kind of scroll on by. All right. So with that being said, so that's what's trending, and it's true. If you're part of those groups, I know people listening, you understand what we're kind of saying. We do see it. So instead of being part of the problem, let's actually rise up above it and start a movement and be like, listen, we're not gonna dig into what you're doing, and it's cool. If that's what you believe, that's cool. We're just gonna scroll on and keep on with our lives. Now, hiker safety is a super important subject, and I take it very seriously. As a mountaineer, as a rock climber, an ice climber, I have a very well understanding of the woods, the mountains, the areas that we research. A lot of things that I see with people is when they go out into the woods, especially researchers, is they're watching Finding Bigfoot, Expedition Bigfoot, I think the show's called, things like that, that they end up, seeing what's going on, what the people on TV are doing. Like I say, I've been on multiple TV shows also, and, it's like they kind of look like, oh, these people are doing this kind of stuff, and that's cool. But, yeah, what we do is cool. I mean, it's fun. We have a good time doing it, especially if you're a woods person. But it's super dangerous. You got to remember, when we go into the woods, there is a 1% chance that we may never come back out of the woods. Like, that is a serious thing, okay? And when I don't say that lightly. People are always like, well, Bigfoots are, nice creatures. They would never hurt a human and blah, blah, blah. I'm not just talking about Bigfoots. I'm talking about the possible mountain lion that may be up in the woods. I'm talking about the possible bear that may be up in the woods, okay, that you may come across. Or you may come across a Bigfoot that is not so much, isn't happy that day, and that's what I find funny is people are always like, Bigfoots are docile. They would never hurt a human, blah, blah, blah. But just like we can say, every day we're in different moods. Every day we may come across a Bigfoot that's not in a good mood. They may tear you apart. I mean, let's just be honest. We do hear about kids, adults going missing in the woods and their bodies are never found. All right, this is a common thing. So we got to take hiker safety very serious. For my investigators on our team, I make them buy certain type of gear, certain type of survival gear, certain gear that we need that in case there's an emergency that we can at least, have it. And and if, say, someone forgets it, then another person has it on the team, okay? From little things. And these aren't even expensive things. But, a really good pair of boots. Your feet are the most important thing you need and need to keep safe when you're in the woods, okay? Expensive footwear, you never go cheap on footwear. You start losing your feet, you blister up, your feet get wet, they get soft, they end up, peeling, and you have a bad pair of boots, you're screwed. I mean, you're screwed. It's going to be a rough day for you. With that, you can even add socks to that, a good pair of wool socks. I make everybody carry paracord and a knife, okay, depending on, I don't care what kind of knife they have. But once again, those things, paracord is useful for a lot of things, repairing rucksacks and backpacks, making quick shelters. If we need to make, things in the woods that we're trying to entice a Bigfoot to bring in, like we're doing gifting and things like that. If we may need to tie some trees up or tie something up in trees, we have paracord with us. Other things, a knife. I mean, knife is multiple purpose. I make them have compasses. Compasses is one of the biggest things that you do need. A lot of people don't even know how to use a map or compass anymore. They really don't. And even on my team, I can probably say, like, most of them probably, if I was to say go from point A to point B, they're probably not getting to point B. So, but with that, it doesn't mean that a compass doesn't have its purpose. All right. As long as you know a general direction of where you're going and know the area of where you're walking, and that's the main thing. Have a map and know the area, or be with someone that you trust that knows the area. Don't just be with someone that you kind of like, oh, yeah, well, I met this guy or girl, and here we are. They're bringing me to this area. And, I mean, that's like a, Blair Witch Project type situation getting ready to happen. Like, if you don't trust the person that you're with and they haven't shown you that they know woods safety and wilderness safety, be very hesitant to go out with them because there may be an issue that occurs and you do not want to be involved in that issue. So compasses, at least you have a bearing of where you're going. I mean, if you're going to keep traveling north, you may, especially in some of the areas, you're going to hit a road. You're going to hit this. You may hit a lake or a body of water, which then you can slowly, work your way around. So compasses, once again, very, very important. A headlamp with fresh batteries, all right? So many people go out into the woods, and guess what? They always forget headlamps. I mean, we hear about it all the time. I'm out in the woods. We're hiking, and all of a sudden it starts getting dark. You're out in the woods longer than you want to be out. Guess what? You don't have a headlamp and fresh batteries, or you have a headlamp but didn't change your batteries. So now next thing you know, you have a dull headlamp. Always make sure to have those spare batteries. Those are a lifesaver, all right? Those are some key things that you should always have in your pack. Keep your pack, to keep your Sasquatch pack, your Bigfoot bag, always keep it packed. Don't take any of that stuff out. All right, just leave it in there because then you'll always have it in there. All right, so you don't use grab and go, almost like a bug out bag. All right, some of the things that we also use when we use trail cameras and things like that. Now, there is a bill I just saw recently. They're trying to make trail cameras illegal, so you won't be able to use them in the woods. They are trying to pass legislation in some states on not being able to use trail cameras. So I have read that recently. So we don't know what's going to be going on with those kind of things because it is surveillance, which it does make sense that why they may outlaw trail cameras in the woods. It is a form of surveillance. And if you are doing a form of surveillance, technically, if I was to sit there and videotape you, I would need your permission. So here we are with trail cameras now. We have them out in the woods in these areas. We're basically scouting the area with, video and pictures, and we get a picture of somebody on there, hypothetically, that is an invasion of privacy. So it does make sense. So this is something I'm looking into a little bit more, but this could be coming down, coming down sooner or later, that we won't be able to use these game cameras in the woods. We use panoramic game cameras. I highly recommend getting a high definition panoramic game camera. You get a nice panoramic picture. It shows everything in the area from 180 degrees, which is super important. Okay, you got to remember, these trail cameras get triggered around 60 feet, most of them. So, but once it's triggered, you only get that nice, fresh, picture of the camera right in front of you, whatever it is, a deer, animal, even just like the wind blowing stuff, you get that. Get a panoramic camera. You'll get 180 degrees, from left to right to middle, what you are seeing. That is where the data is gained. Once again, it's not about getting pictures of a Sasquatch in the woods, okay? It's about understanding the environment, understanding the data you are collecting. All right? Once again, I can't stress enough, you got to know your environment before you go in it, okay? Make sure to have some of the proper essential gear. Have food. Have water with you. Always have water. All right, and if you don't want to carry water with you and you want to be all survivalish and bushcraft, like I'm a big into bushcraft, then bring a filter with you and filter it, and you can purify it and those kind of things. But always have access to water because, once again, you just don't know. And as Kenny brought up yesterday, the weather, you never know what the weather is going to do. The weather in the mountains changes in a second. Plenty of times I've been out and the weather has changed, and even though it says it's going to be one way, you get there and it's pouring or snowing. So always be prepared for weather, all right? Keep a spare set of clothes in your car and things like that. So those are some tips, but those are important because people go missing all the time, and that's something that happens, and you need to be prepared for it, all right? Not many people bring the right stuff and the right gear in the woods, but basically your cell phone isn't going to do you any good. It really isn't. So and if you want to have a spot, like I have a spot or, a personal location beacon, bring those things. Those are important. If there's ever an emergency, you hit that button, and at least search and rescue will know where your body is, honestly, and know where you are. So with that, those are some very important tips, and I'll definitely get involved in it a little bit more in some later shows. But, Kenny, we have a minute left.
We've got a couple of NYBS radio shows coming up. This month, where I'm just pulling up my calendar right now. The 16th, Thursday the 16th, we're going to have Edward Monjon. He's the owner and host of Bigfoot Quest Radio. Fantastic friend of mine, fantastic guy. And then on the 23rd, I'm going to have another friend of mine on, Ken Gerard. You can't be in this field and not know who Ken Gerard is. So he's actually going to be on the NYBS radio show on the 23rd, Thursday, 7 p.m. So definitely, tune in, listen to that, and, see what these guys have to say. Two fantastic guys, humble guys, and we're excited to have them on.
Awesome. Well, we are super stoked, super excited. As always, Kenny, another quick, fast show. So you have a good day, man, and we are done here.
You as well. Everybody be safe.
All right. Deuces. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you for listening to the NYBS radio show. Tune in next time as we continue our search for Bigfoot right here in the great state of New York. Until next time, friends, keep it squatchy, and we'll see you out on the trails.